This episode of the WPR Politics Podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on August 9th at The Draw in Appleton.
Normally when we're recording these podcasts, we're doing it in the dark little room, so it's great to be here in Appleton doing a live version of the WPR Politics Podcast. And really, one of the great things is that we get to be out amongst people and that people can see our faces.
Yeah, because when you're in radio or you're doing the podcast, you know, people can't identify. They can't put that face with the name. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been out and people have come up to me and said, "Hey, are you WPR's Laurel White?"
Yeah, and people come up to me all the time and say, "Are you John K. Wilson, the resident politics nerd?"
It's a tangible problem that we face quite often. And I can't help but think that two other people who might identify with that problem are State Senator Leah Vukmir and Delavan businessman and former Marine Kevin Nicholson.
Yeah, so those are the two Republican candidates for U.S. Senate. And, you know, people might mix them up because if you listen to them talk about issues in this race, they are almost exactly the same.
Yeah, that's right. So in the final days of the campaign, they've really been focusing on sort of personal attributes and what makes them different, what makes them not the same.
Well, that sounds like something we can podcast about. This is the WPR Politics Podcast. I'm John K. Wilson.
I'm Sean Johnson.
And I'm Laurel White.
Let's talk about Leah Vukmir and Kevin Nicholson and how they are not the same. And that, of course, was Ben Folds' song, Not the Same, from his 2001 album, The Suburbs, his first solo album after leaving the Ben Folds 5. Anyway, so Leah Vukmir and Kevin Nicholson, what have they been saying to differentiate themselves?
When you cover a debate between the two, you want to find that issue where they're different. And it is very hard. It's just they're not different in their stances. They're just different in how they say things, really. And I was kind of struck when I profiled Leah Vukmir and Kevin Nicholson for Wisconsin Public Radio. And I remember asking Leah Vukmir, "So is there just like one issue out there where, you know, you feel like it really differentiates you?" I feel like it's the biggest softball to ask, but I feel like it's my job to find something for someone listening to this who'd be inclined to vote in your primary, some way to differentiate you. And she said, "No, not really." Not really.
At that point in the interview, you just kind of look at her and go, "Wow, oh, okay."
You know, this is the candidates in their own word. They are not trying to run this race on issues. Kevin Nicholson, I asked the same question. He said, "You know, I don't want to really state what her policies are, but he thinks it's more a difference in their backgrounds and their approaches." That's what they're both saying. That is what the race is about. If it feels like that's what the race is about, that, you know, that Leah Vukmir is a scrappy fighter and she's a tried and tested Republican, and Kevin Nicholson is a Marine and an outsider, if it feels like you've heard those phrases over and over again, that is what they want you to hear. It's not that the press isn't talking about issues. It's that they, by their own admission, believe there are no differences between them.
Or at least very few differences. I mean, there are probably a few things that they might disagree on, but what they're sort of setting themselves up as is probably in opposition to Tammy Baldwin, the Democratic sitting U.S. Senator who either one of them would be running against. I feel like we should get that little bit of context in there for the record.
Yeah, and once one of them is running against Tammy Baldwin, they will be different on all the issues, pretty much. You know,
right.
there's
a
lot of differences.
Then it will be much more
there.
About policy differences.
More pronounced. But right now, it is like the classic primary campaign.
And so what are they telling people?
Well, now, aside from the fact that he's a Marine and she's a fighter.
A fighter, but the fighter part is definitely part of it. So she says, "I'm scrappy," but I think the bigger part of her message is that I am tested, tried and tested conservative, consistent conservative. You know, you know what to expect from me because I've delivered for years and years and years, and that's what I'm going to take to Washington, right?
Yeah, I mean, Leah Vukmir is not just any Republican. She mm-hmm. has come up through the ranks. She has worked from, you know, somebody who was not in politics. She was a nurse. She got involved in politics because she wanted to challenge her school and what they were teaching her five-year-old. So she started this parents group, and she wanted to get her word out for the parents group. So she turned to talk radio, and so she develops this important relationship for a Southeast Wisconsin Republican with conservative talk radio. And from there, she runs for the assembly. She becomes this outspoken advocate for expanding private school vouchers. She gets to the Senate. She is with Governor Scott Walker every step of the way on Act 10, voter ID, you name it.
She talks about Act 10 a lot.
Right.
You might say that she's in Governor Walker's conga line, as it were.
That is a reference to, that's a literal reference. That's not a joke. It is kind of a joke. But she posted a picture on social media of a 4th of July conga line, and who's in the front? Governor Scott Walker, who has not endorsed anybody in this race, technically.
Yeah, he is very quick to point out that he has not endorsed anyone in the race, but Kevin Nicholson was not in that conga line.
He was not. And by the way, Kevin Nicholson's son is not working for Leah Vukmir's campaign. Alex Walker is. And Governor Walker's wife, Tonette Walker, the first lady, has endorsed Leah Vukmir. So all the hints are kind of out there. And she has the endorsement of the state Republican Party, of U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan. Pretty much all the elected Republicans in Wisconsin are behind Leah Vukmir. And yet here we have this very close Republican U.S. Senate race, which makes it all the more interesting.
What were the breakdowns in the most recent Marquette poll? Do you guys remember?
Really close. So,
really close, within the margin of error.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and that's an important point, because when mm-hmm. you're talking at these margins, they're well within the margin of error. I think it was Leah Vukmir, 34, Kevin Nicholson, 32, 30% undecided, so fewer undecideds in the Republican primary. Among that sample than in the Democrats.
Still a lot of undecideds,
though. A lot of undecideds, mm-hmm. which is why you see them making this impassioned plea right now for...
not sameness?
Not same. And let's say, more specifically, trying to paint the other candidate as not pure.
Yeah.
Not pure conservative, not pure Trump Republican, not...
Not pure Republican. Mm-hmm. And I think there you have to get into Kevin Nicholson's background, which is fascinating, because 18 years ago, about now, where would we have found Kevin Nicholson, Laurel White?
On the stage at the Democratic National Convention.
Yeah, Kevin Nicholson wasn't just a Democrat. He was the president of the College Democrats of America.
Speaking at the convention.
Wearing a yellow tie, had some hair gel or some mousse, which
John,
I guess would John have been.
John watched the video today.
did. He's like a little like beefier. Looks like he maybe works out more nowadays, but pretty much the same Kevin Nicholson.
Pre-Marine Kevin Nicholson.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But you don't have to go to C-SPAN to watch that video, because a super PAC
happens to be in some ads,
which supports Leah Vukmir exclusively, mm-hmm. is running ads with a video of Kevin Nicholson talking about supporting a woman's right to choose, for example. So,
which he talked about in that speech at the convention.
It's interesting that he starts from there, and he is the one, you know, challenging Leah Vukmir as not being conservative enough, but specifically saying she's not conservative enough because of where she was at just a couple of years ago on President Donald Trump. And that's where this mm-hmm. campaign has gone at this point.
And that's a fairly new development. So they always kind of emphasize this difference in their personality. So she's sort of the establishment candidate in his eyes. And, you know, he's the outsider and she's focused on this Democratic background. But in recent weeks, it's become more about President Trump because of a video that came out of Leah Vukmir at an event before Trump was the nominee. And she was asked, you know, what are we going to do if Donald Trump is the nominee for the Republican Party? And she kind of gestured and said some people are going to have to hold their nose.
And she said that Donald Trump offends everyone.
Right.
And she went on about the list of types of people that Donald Trump offends. Mm-hmm. She was speaking at an event that was hosted by then conservative talk radio host Charlie Sykes, who gave Leah Vukmir her start in conservative politics. This is just a great story arc, man. Yeah. Charlie gave her...
weaving a tale here.
It's a tapestry.
It's a pretty fascinating primary. Charlie gave her a start. And a couple of years ago, when they held this forum, I don't know when the forum was held exactly. Was it still pre-primary? Anyway.
I don't know. We can cut this.
Yeah, yeah.
It was before Trump was the nominee.
It was... The context, though, was there was this audience of Southeast Wisconsin conservatives who were definitely uneasy with Trump.
And I think it might have been a women's event. All the people on stage.
It was an insight event that Charlie Sykes had hosted.
Okay.
So he used to hold these annual gatherings, and everybody who was a Republican, anybody, had to be there. And Leah Vukmir got up there and made a joke, and everybody laughed about how much Donald Trump offended people. And that is what's being played over and over again in the ads supporting Kevin Nicholson, paid for by his super PAC. Oh, actually...
Not just his super PAC.
A variety of groups.
But a lot of the funding for many of those super PACs is coming from one guy.
Yeah.
Which is another interesting part of this tapestry we're weaving. Are we ready to get there yet?
Let's get there. It's all the right. Big unveil. So
lifting up the tapestry?
Kevin Nicholson... You know, might not be, look, he would not be as big of a factor as he is in this race were it not for the support of one GOP mega donor, Richard Uihlein. We have trouble with this name, and we have gone back and forth.
Uihlein.
We were calling it Uihlein before. Now we're listening to their videos on their website. I think it's Uihlein.
Yeah.
Richard Uihlein is one of the biggest Republican donors in the nation this cycle.
Yeah.
And he has spent almost $11 million on groups. This is not saying that he spent almost $11 million specifically on Kevin Nicholson, but he has spent almost $11 million on groups that support Kevin Nicholson. So if you're watching TV and you see an ad by, let's say, Solutions for Wisconsin, that's a PAC supported by one donor, Richard Uihlein, to support one candidate, Kevin Nicholson. But Richard Uihlein branched out, and the Club for Growth has run ads on behalf of Kevin Nicholson. The Club for Growth has received considerable funding from Richard Uihlein. All right? I'm killing that name, probably.
Yeah, dude, you're getting it. Uihlein.
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 If you go on...
Yeah, just take the mic away and go, Uihlein.
So there have been some other big name groups that have gotten behind Kevin Nicholson. He is, you know, the Steve Bannon candidate, referring to the former White House advisor, Steve Bannon.
That was a big deal when he got that endorsement pretty early on in the campaign over Leah Vukmir.
Right.
But who's giving money to the Steve Bannon group?
Well, it's not just Steve Bannon. Richard Uihlein has given money to that group.
Mm-hmm.
You may know the name John Bolton. Who is now working within the Trump administration. Before he did that, he had his own super PAC, which received money from...
There you go.
Yeah, Richard Uihlein. What's happened here is that this is a very intense primary. And in 2012, Republicans felt like they had such a bruising primary. They had a four-way primary. The Club for Growth got involved in that one as well, attacked Tommy Thompson. He came out of that primary bruised, and Tammy Baldwin won the nomination. So this time, they're like, we're not going to do that again.
Not the nomination, the race.
Won the race. This time, Republicans think, we're not going to do that again. We're going to learn the lesson of 2012. But...
It turns out,
the PACs aren't listening to that. Yeah.
Before the primary... They're going at each other, or the PACs are going at each other. I mean, I think the candidates at this point have kept it pretty much each of them is focusing on themselves for the most part, wouldn't you say? But these outside groups are trading punches all over the place.
You are starting to see the candidates sound a little frustrated with each other. Mm-hmm. But but it's the TV ad war there. There you're not talking about like a few hundred thousand bucks like we are in the Democratic primary for governor, and will people see these ads or won't they? This is a big-time ad war in the Republican primary.
Well, and we should talk about the big money. We've been talking extensively about the big money behind Kevin Nicholson, but we should talk about the big money behind Leah Vukmir, because she has a billionaire donor as well, and that's Diane Hendricks from Beloit.
A very prominent name in conservative politics in Wisconsin, a huge backer of Governor Walker. I mean, she is part of that Governor Walker machine, mm-hmm. we could call it, you know? The state Republican Party
is very
behind
effective.
Her. It has worked over and over again, yeah. which is, again, what makes this so interesting, is that you have this Republican Party apparatus in Wisconsin that other states envy, other Republicans, and Republicans in other states envy. And here it is being challenged by Kevin Nicholson and Richard Elin.
Well, and I think, can we get to the Mark Belling stuff?
I think
is
we can get
soon?
To the Mark Belling stuff.
So... an interesting development, this was just this week, right? So another conservative talk radio person, Mark Belling, published a column, and he said that this whole war between Leah Vukmir and Kevin Nicholson PACs and this focus on, you know, Leah Vukmir not being effective or you know, being an establishment candidate that isn't what Washington needs right now is potentially hurting Scott Walker. And would make it easier for a Democrat to win the governor's race. And why is that? It's because the challenge of Leah Vukmir is a challenge of this sort of Scott Walker Republican establishment.
I mean, he said it was even it was hurting him, Mark Belling, right? And everybody up and down the team.
Right, everybody that's sort of part of this apparatus that we've been talking about that has built Leah Vukmir over years. Really. I mean, she really is made out of the things that Scott Walker is made out of. I don't know. Is that the right way to say it?
I think
that
so.
That sounds a little weird.
It sounds robot-y.
No.
But there is that similarity.
You just look at her career track from like activist to she worked for a Republican think tank. She was the chairperson of the American Legislative Exchange Council. Mm-hmm. Group that pairs legislators with corporations to write model legislation.
Otherwise known as ALEC. People may have heard of ALEC.
She has worked her way up that ladder, and she is very much a part of the Wisconsin Republican machine and a friend of the governor. As much as he wants to say he's staying neutral, mm-hmm. it's important to him that she win this primary. Although Kevin Nicholson says, yeah, I could work with the governor, and the governor is saying officially, you know, that he's neutral on this thing.
So too, even though it's, what month is it, August? Even though it's August, to venture out onto the thin ice of wild speculation really quickly here, which I know you guys both love. So say on Tuesday that Leah Vukmir were to win, what would that mean, essentially? What story would that, if we're going to like tie off the tapestry down here, what would that scenario sort of like signify about state politics?
It would signify that the Walker Republican Party wins the day again. Mm-hmm. You know, even in 2016, as the nation was starting to support Donald Trump, Wisconsin Republicans decided, no, we're going to support Ted Cruz.
Right. I was just going to say that. Like, the Scott Walker, powerful, strong Republican establishment in our state has taken a recent hit. In the fact that they all really got behind Ted Cruz.
I wouldn't say I would say that's like a sort of a badge of honor for them in that they weren't able to buck that trend. It just didn't catch on
it
nationally.
Just didn't, yeah,
but
I guess
then,
that's true.
I
they
feel
were
like
able
all,
to, like,
it's all messy now at this point, though, yeah. because like they are now essentially in full support of the president.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess what I was going for here is regardless of their history with the president's brand of Republicanism versus... you know, southeastern Wisconsin brand of Republicanism, it would be a win for southeastern Wisconsin Republican brand of Republicanism. You know, the thing that I'm getting.
Yeah,
So what about the alternate tapestry?
The alternate where Kevin Nicholson wins the primary?
That one.
I think that'd be kind of, I think that would be totally new. I think it'd be unheard of. I mean, he kind of draws comparisons sometimes between himself and Senator Ron Johnson, who, remember, he ran as a
outsider.
I'm not a career politician. I'm an outsider. I come from business.
I have a career in plastics.
Yeah. I mean, that was Ron Johnson's thing. But Ron Johnson had the support of the establishment 100%. They loved him. He worked with them. Kevin Nicholson is not doing that. So if he were to win, I think that's kind of unprecedented in, you know, certainly in modern, you know, last couple decades of Republican Party.
And at the danger of prognosticating too much, I mean, a few days out, could both those tapestries happen? Could both those be hanging on the wall come Wednesday morning?
Are you asking if either one of them could win?
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief.
Laura White is WPR's Capitol Reporter.
And John K. Wilson is our resident politics nerd.
And what the hell? Now here's the part where I say something that's always a little bit different, but pretty much the same. Subscribe to the WPR Politics Podcast on iTunes if you want to get new episodes almost every week. You can also find the show on Google Play and Stitcher, as well as many other fine podcast apps. And you can catch up on all of our past episodes anytime you feel like it by going to wpr.org/politics.